Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Serpent Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough. Good morning, everyone. Let's get right to it, shall we? Here's Rabbi Kuhn to read Numbers 26, 1 through 51.
And it came to pass, after the plague, that the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spake with them in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people, from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord had commanded Moses and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, of whom cometh the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they were numbered of them were 40,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab. And the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against the Lord. And the earth opened them out and swallowed them up together with Korah, when the company died. What time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon, after the families of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The children of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arab, the family of the Aradites, of Erali, the family of the Aralites. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Er and Onan, and Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah after their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelahites, of Pharez, the family of the Pharezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the sons of Pharez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered with them, 16,500. Of the sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Pua, the family of the Puanites, of Jeshub, the family of the Jeshubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300. Of the sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the family of the Sardites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jalil, the family of the Jalilites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites. And Machir begat Gilead. Of Gilead come the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. And of Shemida, the family of the Shemidites, and of Hepher, the family of the Hepherites, and of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim after their families: Shutela, the family of the Shutelites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Taran, the family of the Taranites. And these are the sons of Shutela, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families. The sons of Benjamin after their families: of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shufam, the family of the Shufamites, of Hufam, the family of the Hufamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamanites. These are the sons of Benjamin, after their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families, of Shuan, the family of the Shuamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 84,400. Are the children of Asher, after their families, of Jimna, the family of the Jimnites, of Jesui, the family of the Jesuites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Hebronites, of Malchiel, the family of the Malchielites. And the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, of Jaziel, the family of the Jazeelites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillim, the family of the Shillimites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. These were numbered of the children of Israel, 600,730.
Thanks, Rabbi. Now here's Abbot Babbitt to read Luke 2, 36 through 52.
Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 36. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
Thanks, Abbot. Here's Brother Caduceus to read Psalm 60.
For the director of music, to the tune of the Lily of the Covenant, a miktam of David, for teaching. When he fought Aram Naharim and Aram Zobah, and when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. You have rejected us, O God, and burst forth upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow, Selah. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. Upon Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God? You who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies.
Thanks, brother. And finally, our proverb today is 11:15. He who puts up security for another will surely suffer, but whoever refuses to strike hands in pledge is safe. You know, Rabbi, I first read today's portion of the Old Testament in a different version, and it got really rhythmic. From Peru, the Peruite clan, from Hazor, the Hazorite clan, from Patrick, the Patrickite clan.
Yeah, you can have some fun with that. From Mosquito, the Mosquito Bite Clan.
From Dynam, the Dynamite Clan.
From Black Canoe, the Black and White Clan. Yeah, from Taitut, the Taitutite Clan.
From Audis, the Audisite Clan.
Oh, I've got one. From Tenoftal, the Tenoftalite Clan. From Skeda, the Skedahite Clan.
From Flyak, the Flyakite Clan.
What are you people doing? Are you actually making jokes of the names of the clans of Israel?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much exactly what we're doing.
Well then, you'll want to include the Sons of Ironpyre, the Ironpyrite Clan.
I don't get it.
Say goodnight, Abbott.
Good night, Abbott.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.